We're all aware of the challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Centre for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza. And remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Yeah, abrupt ending, but you get the picture. Let's go to the reef. And that was the beginning of our feature on the music of Turks and Caicos. That's right, a chain of islands, roughly 30 islands, total area of only 430 square kilometers. But yes, we are taking a Caribbean adventure this week, and Turks and Caicos, just north of Haiti and the Dominican Republic, a little bit southeast of Bahamas, and British Overseas Territory. So still part of Britain, but they use the U.S. dollar. That's their official currency. And interestingly, for Canadians at least, there's a talk over the last few years, actually it's been going back for about 100 years, but talks of Turks and Caicos becoming the 11th province of Canada, which is kind of a zany idea. People who are privileged here in Canada and say silly things, they're like, oh, well, the U.S. has Hawaii. Why can't Canada have a beautiful tropical island? Well, it's kind of an interesting thing. British, you know, we got that British history. It would be perhaps good for the people there. They would get Canadian medical care, and Canadians would have a place to visit. I mean, not like it has to be Canada to be able to go visit the Caribbean, but nonetheless, yeah, an interesting footnote that Turks and Caicos, for a moment at least, was in talks of becoming Canadian, and the minister, foreign affairs minister, came to Canada. They were like wooing each other back and forth, so on. But yeah, anyhow, just a funny idea really for now. Turks and Caicos, home to only 31,000 humans, most of those being Afro-Caribbeans, about 8% Caucasian, 4% mixed, and from Asia, like East Indians and such. And yes, a English-speaking chain of islands. So you just heard Lovey Forbes. He's one of the premier artists, and I'll just start with a disclaimer. There's not a whole lot of music to be found, at least online. It was difficult. But yeah, only 30,000 people, so there you go. Lovey Forbes with the track Let's Go to the Reef. That is known as the style, the indigenous style of music there called Kombina, which is a mix of ripsaw music and worldly influences. So ripsaw is similar to rake and scrape in some of the neighboring islands. Okay, this is the thing. In the Caribbean, each little nation or chain of islands claims its own style of music, but of course there are similarities across the other nations as well, and they all just kind of change the name a little bit and have little variations and stuff. And in ripsaw music, yeah, it sounds a little bit like a calypso perhaps or soca, but the characteristic instrument is a saw. Yes, a saw blade made for cutting down trees or whatnot, and they scrape it, and it sounds like a güiro, or a guira, or a huacharaca, which is common across South America and Latin America. So yeah, Dominican Republic next door, and they use the guira. But here, in Turks and Caicos, they use an actual saw. So you heard that in that song, and we'll hear some more of that before this little special is up. But first, next, little song in ode to one of the Caribbean finest. Dominican Republic rum named Barcello. So yes, the song is an ode of this lovely rum, which I imagine is in wide supply in the South Caicos. This is, I think, Andrew Parker, the artist, a.k.a. Bookie, with the track Barcello. Barcello, or you might just say Barcello, yes, in Turks and Caicos. Here we go. Lovely Caribbean music.
You got to know. Barcelona will make you feel right. Drink it in the morning, drink it at night. Barcelona, your muscle. Barcelona tastes nice with ice. Barcelona will make you feel right. Drink it in the morning, drink it at night. Barcelona will make you feel right. Come on. You can drink it slow, and you got to know. But Barcelona, oui. You can drink it slow, and you got to know. But Barcelona.
my mama goodbye. Don't worry about me, I'm not saying don't worry, mama, no cry.
Come on, oh yeah, there you go. Some Ripsaw music from Turks and Caicos. The group called the 5Ks Under the Tree, Ripsaw Band. Oh, I love Caribbean band names. They're so long and so clever. Yes, the Conch Festival right there, a live track from 2010. And yeah, although there are bands still that play Ripsaw music, it's hard to find proper studio recordings. There happens to be another band called the Raccooneers, who are pretty darn good. Although, yeah, their music is hard to come by. So there you go, some live ripsaw music featuring all that shh. That's actually a long wobbly saw that gets bent back and forth and scraped with a stick. So kind of reminiscent of the Latin güiro, but here in a very Yeah, very Northern Caribbean style. And before that one, we heard a lovely old reggae band called Willin' Prophets. Yeah, a group that's been active for 30 years. And that album is from 1983, I believe. Yes, Willin' Prophets, their album called Verse from the Chapter Dreadness, Volume 1. Nice song called Unity right there. And before that, Willin' Prophets reggae, we heard Bookie with Barcelo. Yeah, a song sort of promoting alcoholism, a song about a Dominican rum that I imagine is very widespread around Turks and Caicos. And there's a lot of music about alcohol. Please drink responsibly, everybody. Rum, like he says, breakfast, like, eat, drink it at night, drink it in the morning. I don't know. To drink it at night, at least. Barcelo with Coke, as he says. Ah, yes. And, well, just a little bit of music left from Turks and Caicos. 30,000 people. Lots of islands. A lot of beauty. But not a whole lot of recorded music. So I'm going to play it next. A band. Oh, yes. This is actually also characterized as Ripsaw, or also known as Rake and Scrape music. Kino and Kaz right here. With a song called I Was on the Wagon. All right. Turks and Caicos here on Wandering Rhythms.
I was on the way. Children.